We live in a time when you can be a political party of one. A single person may donate to political causes on a scale that used to be hard to imagine.
This morning we report on a man who just gave $15 million to a super PAC. It's just one of his contributions this election. They total $58 million, far more than anyone else we know.
The donor is billionaire environmental activist Tom Steyer. He wants to counteract other donors and keep Democrats in control of the Senate. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This latest $15 million, and most of Steyer's contributions, have gone to NextGen Climate Action Fund. It's pretty much Steyer's personal super PAC. He supplied 70% of its money. Here's Steyer in a video talking about NextGen's campaign.
Together, we're sending an unmistakable message to Washington. Climate change is not just an important issue, it's the issue. And we need leaders who will take it seriously.
NextGen's biggest fight is in Florida. It's targeting the Republican governor, Rick Scott, as a climate change denier. And as in six states where NextGen is involved in Senate races, it linked the Republican to David and Charles Koch. The powerful billionaires oversee a network of conservative political groups. NextGen just started running this ad in Florida.
Who owns Georgia-Pacific? The Koch brothers, spending $6 million on Scott and his allies. Rick Scott, for the powerful few, and sometimes just the powerful too.
The Scott campaign tags Steyer as an ally of Scott's Democratic challenger, former Governor Charlie Crist. Scott says he might put his own money into the race. He's wealthy too, although not in the same league as Steyer or the Kochs. Here's Scott earlier this week.
If I put in money, it will be nothing as compared to what Tom Steyer, a radical left-wing billionaire in the West Coast, is helping Charlie with, to bring these policies to Florida.
In this new world of billionaire against billionaire politics, Steyer's operation and the Kochs look similar. Both produce ads that pack a roundhouse punch. Both spend heavily on ground operations. In Florida alone, NextGen runs 21 field offices and has spent $12 million. But in another way, Steyer and the Kochs represent polar opposites. Steyer's political advisor is Chris Lehane.
We do think it's a competitive advantage to be clear about where the money is coming from and why the money is being injected into the system.
So NextGen Climate Action files public reports listing its donors, and we know how many millions Steyer has put into it. Of the dozen or so groups in the Koch network, just one discloses donors. David and Charles Koch have, on the public record, contributed only $2 million apiece this cycle to the network they built. Whether Steyer's money is making a difference, that's another matter. Rick Fogelsong is a political scientist at Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida. He says some of NextGen's TV ads have actually been counterproductive.
They've put up two 30-second attack ads, both of which contain significant errors of fact. And these were errors that the other side seized upon in counter ads, which probably blunted the message that NextGen was trying to communicate.
Lehane says that overall, NextGen is executing its game plan.
Any objective analysis of the seven states that we're in, it's abundantly clear that Democrats really for the first time are playing offense on the issue of climate and the environment, and Republicans are playing defense.
Lehane says Tom Steyer is in it, not just for two more weeks, but for the long haul, just like David and Charles Koch. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.